97 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President-elect Trump swept all seven battleground states as ABC News projects him as the winner in Arizona. And with that state's Senate race still undecided, but Democrat Ruben Gallego leading, data analyst Gerard Archer with our affiliate KNXV says it shows a big split.
Donald Trump is leading Kamala Harris by 6 points. That's 185,000 votes. Now, with Ruben Gallego winning, leading Carrie Lake by 45,000, that basically means 220,000 Arizonans decided to vote for Donald Trump, the Republican, and Ruben Gallego, the Democrat.
Republicans will hold the Senate majority, still unclear which party will have control of the House. The Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry says more than 50 people have been killed by Israeli strikes in the last 24 hours, and there are air quality alerts in New York City as wildfires fueled by dry, windy conditions continue to burn. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This was our first election with Wisconsin's new maps, and experts say they made a difference. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
Although Republicans still have the upper hand, their supermajority is quashed, and Democrats made some key gains in the Wisconsin legislature, which they believe puts them in a better position to gain chamber control in 2026. Political scientist David Helpap with the University of Wisconsin at Green Bay says this lays the groundwork for changes in future policy proposals.
As districts become more competitive, it makes it more difficult for those who are elected officials in those districts to really propose policies that are too far left or right of center, simply because they know they're going to have to answer to voters that are more center than they used to be.
He says the new legislative maps leveled the playing field for legislators in a way that Wisconsin hasn't seen in more than a decade. Until Governor Tony Evers came into office, Republicans had free rein in choosing which policies to push forward, Helpap adds. But Evers changed that dynamic overall, most recently with the new legislative maps. One of the biggest upcoming policy issues is the next state budget. From K through 12 education to funding local government, the UW system, and corrections, Helpap says that's where Wisconsinites could see the impact of these changes the most, and the dynamic will be different.
There's no doubt that Republicans still have the majority and they can sort of proceed in that fashion. But I think perhaps some folks will be thinking about the next election cycle and maybe the implications of specific decisions that they'll be making during this budget process.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
A bye week for football fans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. No football this weekend in Wisconsin. Both the Badgers and the Packers have a bye week. Up next, Wisconsin hosts number one ranked Oregon. Head coach Luke Fickle on the Badgers' strategy.
You know, the whole idea, get it to the fourth quarter and put ourselves in a position where we feel like we can excel and execute in the fourth. Make sure that we got to go back to what it is that we do and continue to climb this mountain to get better.
The Packers making a surprise move this week, trading veteran Preston Smith to the Steelers for a seventh round pick. And it turns out Smith requested the trade. He explained why.
We switched to a 4-3 due to the new coordinator, but to be honest, a few weeks ago I requested a trade. I didn't feel like I was being useful in the system, and it wasn't catering to my play style. And moving forward, like I wasn't surprised when I got the call. I got what I asked for, and I'm at a great place with some great teammates. I'm excited for the new start, and I'm excited for the rest of this journey for this season.
That's now Steelers linebacker Preston Smith. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see some showers and thunderstorms around the area for today. South winds will become west in the afternoon. High temperatures will warm to the lower 50s. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies and west winds, lows in the lower to middle 40s. Right now, it's 51.
Wisconsin Decides 2024, and this is the only place you received election results from across the state live.
And you're responding to our coverage.
I just want to thank you for being there for us.
Wisconsin is not people that are sore losers.
Well, no matter what happens, there will be a tomorrow, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Here for you after the election or any time.
Real news and great conversation on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll have a 14-year-old genius tell us the path forward.
That's right. And she might even take our jobs.
Tune in.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Much music anymore for the veterans. Well, there's a few things, but I don't find that they grab me. And I thought I would go back to Hugo Friedhofer and his wonderful score for The Best Years of Our Lives, and one of the best titles everywhere for a motion picture, all about. Well, you know. And I got the Oscar for best score. Rightfully so, I think. Here's Ben Mankiewicz. Larry Karashevsky.
Hello, I'm Ben Mankiewicz. Welcome to TCM, where we're in the middle of a night of movies that impacted the culture in significant ways. Joining me, producer and screenwriter Larry Karaszewski. Larry, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to watch these movies with you.
The film we have coming up next is from 1946, winner of the Oscar for Best Picture, The Best Years of Our Lives, from Sam Goldwyn Pictures and directed by William Wyler, cast led by the three actors playing returning servicemen after World War II and the challenges they face adjusting to life at home, Frederick March, Dana Andrews, and Harold Russell. So, Larry, first, I won't put anything into your head. What stands out to you most about this screenplay?
I mean, it's for me, it's every single thing. To me, this is really, it sounds silly to say that, it is one of the best films ever made because it dealt so realistically and so honestly with the issues facing returning soldiers and their families.
You wrote me that when you got home, you and I were going to be married. If you wrote that once, you wrote it 100 times, isn't that true?
Yes, but things are different now.
And disability issues. And it doesn't do it in a heavy-handed way. I think people, March and Dana Andrews, are from very different class strata. And
that's not loaded, is it?
Of course it isn't loaded. Don't you think I know how to handle a gun?
I don't know what to think, Homer. All I know is I was in love with you when you left, and I'm in love with you now. Other things may have changed, but that hasn't.
It deals with the, you know, just and disability issues. And it doesn't do it in a heavy-handed way. I think people saw this movie, and maybe for the first time, they saw themselves on the screen. And I think that's why this is such an important movie.
To that class issue, it's such a good moment. It must be, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes into the movie when they're the three guys are riding back in the taxi and they arrive at Frederick March's place. And Dana Andrews realizes that March, this sergeant, lives in a really impressive address.
Some barracks you got here. Hey, what are you, a retired bootlegger?
March says, how much do I owe you? And Andrews, who clearly isn't close to as wealthy as March, says, hey, you're outranked here. The hierarchy of the service still takes precedent for these guys, probably for the last time in that moment.
The music of the stars, Ben Mankiewicz.
As a soda jerk. It's one of those great moments in a great film where just everything clicks. The photography by Greg Toland, this beautiful, gigantic location, and this Dana Andrews. It's like theme and picture match perfectly. It's an extraordinary sequence.
Yeah, and as I rewatched it recently in preparation for talking to you, I didn't realize that we got a little taste of those airplanes in that opening 10-minute sequence where the guys fly back together as they land. We see the graveyard right from the nose of the plane carrying these guys into town. And as a screenwriter, I want to ask you about that opening sequence. I love that opening sequence because within whatever it is, 10, 12 minutes, man, Robert Sherwood, who wrote the screenplay, makes us care so deeply about all three of them. I mean, we are fully invested in each guy, and it's so quick. You care so much, so fast.
And seated in the co-pilot seat, the favorite of servicemen everywhere, Bing Crosby.
Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Though there's one motor gone, we can still carry on. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. What a show, what a fight. Yes, we really hit our target for tonight. how we sing as we limp through the air. Look below, there's our field over there, with our full crew aboard and our trust in the Lord, coming in on a wing and a prayer. What a show, what a fight. Yes, we really hit our target for tonight. How we sing as we limp through the air. Look below, there's our field over there, with our full crew aboard and our trust in the Lord, coming in on a wing and a prayer. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Coming in on a wing and a prayer.
I used to work in one of those.
Reviving old memories, huh?
Yeah, or maybe getting some of them out of my system.
Well, you can take your last look at these crates. We're breaking them up.
Yeah, I know. You're the junk man. You get everything sooner or later.
This is no junk. We're using this material for building prefabricated houses.
You don't need any help, do you?
Out of a job?
That's it.
I see. One of the fallen angels of the Air Force. Well, pardon me if I show no sympathy. While you glamour boys were up in the wild blue yonder, I was down in a tank.
Listen, chum. Sometime I'll be glad to hear the story of your war experiences. What I ask you for is a job. You got one?
Do you know anything about building?
No, but there's one thing I do know. I know how to learn, same as I learned that job up there. Hey, Gus.
Don't you be weary. Don't you be dreary, 'cause that trumpet's going to sound. Just keep your eyes peeled and keep your lips sealed, 'cause when that good news gets around, bo-do-do-do-bo-do-day, there'll be a jubilee. A jubilee, there'll be a jubilee upon that happy day. Sister, your man and my man too. Your man and my man too. Your man and my man too will be coming home to stay. Great day in the morning when that peaceful sun will be dawning. Oh, say, what a game. just like daytime, mister. There'll be a jubilee, happiness for you and me. There'll be a jubilee upon that happy day. Brothers and sisters, gather round and hear what I have to say.
Sisters.
There's gonna be a jubilee upon that happy day.
You know what? We have some very, very special people. There was one of them right there here tonight. You know, we have a lot of our soldiers that are still overseas, but we have a lot of guys here that are over at Walter Reed Hospital, and they wanted to come over tonight. They wanted to be part of this. One of them said, well, hell, I can feel just as bad over on the lawn as I can at the hospital. I said, that's a good attitude. They're pretty banged up, but they're beautiful, beautiful to us. And we appreciate you, and we hope you get better real soon. Thank you. And we look forward to all the other guys out there coming home.
Dolly Parton, in case you missed it.
Real soon. I just recorded a patriotic album. It's called For God and Country, and it's going to come out early next year. And this is one of the songs. Well, actually, both these songs will be in it. And this one, though, is real special. It's an old favorite of everybody's, and I did a new work up on it. I want to dedicate it especially to you guys and all your buddies still fighting overseas, and hope you'll enjoy When Johnny Comes Marching Home. When Johnny comes marching home again, hoorah, hoorah, we'll give him a hearty welcome then, hoorah, hoorah. The men will cheer, the boys will shout, the ladies, they will all turn out. That joyful day when Johnny comes marching home. Get ready for the jubilee, hoorah, hoorah. We'll celebrate the victory. Hoorah, hoorah. We'll all join in the big parade and let the soldier have his day. That joyful day when Johnny comes marching home. When Johnny comes marching home. Church bell will ring with joy, hoorah, hoorah, to welcome home our girls and boys, hoorah, hoorah, 'cause Janie too has done her best, she's fought as hard as all the rest, she'll march along when Johnny comes marching home. When Johnny comes marching home again, hoorah, hoorah, we'll give him a hearty welcome then, hoorah.
joyful day when Johnny comes marching home.
Welcome home, Johnny. Thank you, and God bless you, and happy 4th of July.
Dolly Parton, the music of the stars. Glenn Miller. Ha ha ha!
going to like. The fellas in the service get a big bang out of it, I know. It was written by Johnny Mercer, and Phil does it in a swell manner. It's called The G.I. Jive.
Phil Harris on The Jack Benny Show.
This is the G.I. Jive, man alive. It starts with the bugler blowing reveille over your bed when you arrive. Jack, that's the G.I. Jive. Rudely toot, jump in your suit, make a salute. Boo, then you wash and dress, more or less. You go get your breakfast in the beautiful little cafe they call the mess. Jack, when you convalesce, out of your seat, into the street, make with a feet, reach. Now if you're a PFC, your duty is to salute the L-I-E-U-T. But if you brush that L-I-E-U-T, the MP makes you KP on the QT. This is the G.I. Jive, man alive. They give you a private tank that features a little device called Fluid Drive. Jack, after you revive, chunk all your junk into the trunk, fall on your bunk. Clung. G.I. Jive, man alive. They give you a private tank that features a little device called Fluid Drive. Yes, after you revive, chunk all your junk back in your trunk, fall on your bunk, clunk. Soon you're counting jeeps, but before you count to five, you'll be right back digging that G.I. Jive.
I'm a hillbilly Yankee Doodle Dandy, a sharp shooting, flag saluting guy. I never picked a fight, but when I'm in the right, just stick around and watch the feathers fly. Since Uncle Sammy dressed me up in khaki, I figure I must be in his employ. So instead of herding sheep, I'm a cowboy on a jeep. I'm a hillbilly Yankee Doodle boy. I'm a third a hillbilly Yankee Doodle Dandy, a hard-riding, law-abiding guy. This army life, you see, just fits me to a T. For Uncle Sam, I'd gladly do or die. Since folks around the hills all quit their feuding, a good old scrap is something I'll enjoy. We're 100 million strong, it ain't gonna take us long. I'm a hillbilly Yankee Doodle boy.
That's Texas Jimmy Lewis with the Hoosier Hotshots.
This film was an enormous success, one of the top box office draws of 1941, out-earning Sergeant York, Citizen Kane, and other big hits of the year, such as A Yank in the RAF, The Maltese Falcon, and The Lady Eve. Buck Privates was the biggest money earner Universal Pictures had ever released. But early on, the studio didn't realize what it had and basically sold Abbott and Costello short. Universal executives had considered this film to be kind of a B-budget comedy, so they rented it to exhibitors at bargain basement prices. Well, when people started lining up to buy tickets to see the film, most of that money was kept by theater owners. Well, needless to say, the terms on later Abbott and Costello films, such as In the Navy, Keep 'Em Flying, and Hold That Ghost, cost theaters a great deal more.
I think you shoot for me,
you know. Sure.
Hey, fellas, what are you doing?
Hey, we're shooting dice.
You're shooting dice?
Yeah.
Can I play?
Sure.
What are you doing?
I'm shooting dice. Not that way. Now, wait a minute. Wait till we see now. Seven, you lose again, Bunchy Gloop. I'm sorry.
Time to lose. Hey, what kind of game is this?
Oh, you never shot dice?
No.
Uh-oh.
I play a lot of games, but not that kind.
What kind of games you play?
I play kiddie games.
What kind?
Like post office.
Post office. That's a kid's game.
Not the way I play it.
Wait a minute. This is a real game.
Yeah?
You see, there's numbers on here from 1 to 6. And you roll them out on the floor. See, if you throw a 6 and a 1, that's 7. That's a natural. You win. If you throw a 5 and a 2, that's 7. That's a natural. You win. If you roll a 4 and a 3, that's 7. That's a natural. You win.
That's all you do is win.
Well, no.
Oh, you can lose, too.
Well, once in a while. If you throw 2 aces, that's
I'll
best.
Be with you in apple blossom time.
From Buck Privates.
Then I'll be with you to change your name to mine.
When will that be?
One day, maybe in May.
Then what will you do?
I'll come and say to you, dear, happy the bride that the sun shines on today. Then what a wonderful wedding there will be one day in May. What a very, very wonderful day for you and me, dear. Church bells chime, you will be mine. When? In apple blossom time.
Bud and Lou made millions of dollars for war bond sales. Here's Lou Costello.
Nobody loves me. Who's got a pencil and paper? I'm gonna write the President of the United States a letter.
What's the matter now, baby?
I'm gonna hand in my notice. Don't look now, brother, but you're missing a leg.
What are you, a wise guy or a salesman? I've been around.
I hear a radio playing in here.
What radio? There's no radio in here.
Well, don't let me hear any carousing.
Yes, ma'am.
What?
Yes, sir.
That's better.
Well, you gotta be one or the other. Go ahead and play it.
You heard what the sergeant said.
Never mind him. I'll take care of him. It's a free country, ain't it?
Yes.
You an American citizen?
Yes.
Go ahead and play it. And loud. You know? Wait a minute. I'll take it easy. I'm on your side. Please be my friend. That sergeant always makes me boil. I'd like to fry that guy in oil. No matter what you do, he's always squawking. But you just wait and don't forget. I'll get to be a captain yet, and that's the day that I'll do all the talking.
Three cheers for the red, white, and Captain Brown. Heck, 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 hooray!
My buddy!
What did you do?
I'll scramble it later. When I become a captain, the title will be strictly unofficial. I won't be highfalutin'. Forget about salutin'. Step up and call me by my first initial.
Three cheers for the red, white, and Captain B. Hep, 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 hooray!
My buddy! Snow, this time of the year? It's marvelous. Well, I'll see you later. Become a captain, there'll be no bugle calls to spoil your slumber. There'll be no KP duties, and we'll draft a bunch of cuties. And instead of doing drills, we'll do the rumba!
What do you think is wrong with this army?
I'm glad you asked me that, my friend. And I can tell you in just two words. Plenty. Get the rest of the boys down here. I'll tell you.
Come on, fellas.
Now, the way I see it, there's too much coal and too much heat. Too many MPs walking a beat. Too many heights and too many marches. Too many feet with falling notches. Too much water in the soup. Too many pairs of pants and troop. Too many orders, too many drills. Iodine and quinine pills. Too much mud and too much rain. Too many eggs and too much paint. Too many blisters, too many corns. Too many drums and too many horns. Too much working like a slave. Too many spots that need a shave. Too many rules and too much law. Well, it's the darndest mess I ever saw. Three cheers for the red, white, and Captain Brown. Hep, 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 hep.
So you want to be a captain, huh? Well, I've had a talk with the general about you. We've decided to make you an admiral.
Admiral? Ooh. Do they have admirals in the army?
Sure. We're going to put you in charge of all the vessels.
Oh, goody.
Three cheers for the red, white, and Captain Brown.
Vessels.
Hi, I'm Robert Osborne. Up next are Marathon of Comedies featuring Bud Abbott and Lou Costello. We have the one that originally skyrocketed their careers. It's a movie called Buck Privates from Universal Pictures in 1941, 1 year after the team had signed their initial contract with that studio. At that point, Bud and Lou had only been a comedy duo for 4 years, first making their names in burlesque and vaudeville. Soon after signing with Universal, Abbott and Costello became a sensational money machine for that studio, one of the top box office draws in the whole country, in fact. And it was this next film, Buck Privates, that really turned them into bona fide sensations. Now, it was actually the second film for Bud and Lou. Just a few months earlier, they'd been seen in supporting roles in a Universal movie called One Night in the Tropics. By contrast, our film was designed specifically for the two of them, the whole enchilada. And much of the film's success and the way Abbott and Costello were received was because of its timing. It was the right film at the right time. It was 1941, World War II had erupted in Europe, and everybody knew the U.S. would soon be engulfed in it. Never was there a time audiences needed to laugh more, and along came this new comedy team to make them do just that.
Within a mile from here.
Go get me a cup.
Sure.
What? It's Laugh Ahoy, my hearties, with a new comedy rage of the nation. Those gay, goofy, hilarious nitwits of the Navy, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello, in a bigger, better, funnier show than Buck Private, in the Navy.
Taste that dish. Sherman?
Mm-hmm. They'll torpedo your troubles and blitz your blues, aided by this grand cast of fun and music makers. Dick Powell, those song-sational boogie-woogie singers, the Andrews Sisters, lovely Claire Dodd, Dick Foran, Butch and Buddy, Shemp Howard, the Condos Brothers, in the merriest Navy musical that ever hit the screen.
What do I care about the petty officer? I got no use for a petty officer.
Can you boys do anything to entertain the men?
If you turn that band over to us, we can.
The whole band?
Sure, we used to have a band back home.
Yeah, we had a band.
Look. All right, boys, you can take over. Fellas, from now on, it's every man for himself. Don't sink the boat.
Okay. Sit down. Right.
Has to know when Uncle Sam has got a foe who won't behave.
He sends a Navy.
With danger at his side, a sailor guards his country's pride, and on the wave
he is the Navy.
On the Atlantic,
yeah.
On the Pacific,
yeah.
Whether it's peace, whether it's war, the Navy's terrific.
Boom.
Wherever that situation stands, we're the first line of the sons of the sea.
First in line
and set to clear the deck. Any galoot who wants a dispute will get it, and the next old gangway don't cross our bow. We're in the Navy now.
On the Atlantic, on the Pacific,
Jerry Lewis at war with the Army.
All right, let's go.
Let's have some food.
Come on, come on.
Well, let's have it.
What are they griping about?
Well, they've got to eat them.
I got to cook them. In the Navy, they get steak, caviar, and whipped cream cake. They have fancy cooks who know what cooking means. In the Army, we get mess, and it really is a mess. Oh, the Navy gets the gravy, but the Army gets the beans.
Beans, 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 beans.
And the salami to your boy in the Army. Yes, the Navy gets the gravy, but the Army gets the beans.
Beans, 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 beans.
Navy service is ideal. Printed menus every meal. And they decorate your plate with parsley green. In the Army, we get chow that you wouldn't feed a chow. Oh, the Navy gets the gravy, but the Army gets the beans.
Beautiful beans, gorgeous beans, succulent beans.
And the bologna, cause I'm skinny and bony. Yes, the Navy gets the gravy, but the Army gets the
beans, 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 be the beans.
Loving those beans, hugging those beans. Know what it means, mommy, I love ya. Nothing but beans.
Beans.
Oh, I was born at the age of 3, as smart as I could be. Sure, it takes a great mentality to dish out all the beans. Bell bottom pants are conducive to romance. They are wined and dined and loved by movie queens. But you wear a khaki frame and you get a wacky dame. Oh, the Navy gets the Army gets the. I get the jackpot. But it's always a crackpot.
Yes, the Navy gets the gravy, but the Army gets the beans.
Did you know that the Navy gets all of the gravy? Did you know that the Army gets all of the beans? Oh, a soldier's a coward if he doesn't lick the platter clean. Oh, a soldier's a coward if he leaves a solitary bean. Oh, it isn't the fighting that will make a soldier cross and mean. It is only the beans. You can grab a Marine and you show him a bean. He says, what does it mean that I never have seen? So you grab a civilian and one in a million can identify. So I say to you, why do we gotta have beans? Multiple beans, product and beans, succulent beans, nothing but beans, schmeans.
Let's get out of here, Liz. I'm sorry.
What do you think you're cooking around here?
Beans?
In the ocean, you just have to go to the beach.
Stand by for news.
By the sea,
by the sea,
by the beautiful sea,
you and me,
you and me,
oh how happy we'll be.
When each wave comes a rolling in,
we will duck or swim. So now what do we care?
I love to be beside your side.
Beside the sea.
Beside the seaside. By the beautiful sea.
Joe and Jane were always together, said Joe to Jane. I love summer weather, so let's go to that beautiful sea. Follow along, say you're with me. Anything that Joe would suggest to her, Jane would always think it was best for her. so he'd get his Ford. Holler all aboard, gee, I wanna be
by the sea,
by the sea,
by the beautiful sea.
You and me,
you and me.
Oh, how happy we'll be
when each wave comes a rolling in.
We will duck or swim. So now what do we care?
I love to be beside your side.
Beside the sea, beside the seaside. By the beautiful sea.
Stand by for news next on the Music of the Star. Mitch Miller.
Sailing, sailing over the bounding main. For many a stormy wind shall blow where Jack comes home again. Sailing, sailing over the bounding main. For many a stormy wind shall blow where Jack comes home again.
Star. I'm Lou Regani. Stick around. Veterans Day, you know.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.